And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another, which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. Also, I'm thrilled to announce that the Positive Head Podcast has a new sponsor. And it's a bit of a mouthful for me to explain all the juicy details, so if you've already heard this, feel free to skip forward about 2 minutes to get to today's episode. When I originally launched this podcast, I made a deal with myself that I'd never bring on a sponsor that I wasn't extremely excited about and that I didn't believe wholeheartedly could greatly benefit my audience. Well, fast forward a little over a year later to Burning Man 2016, where I caught the angelic lightworker Sonia Sophia from the World Tapping Circle facilitating a live tapping session for hundreds of people at once, many of whom, including myself, were either crying or laughing with joy from the emotional release the session had helped facilitate for them. At the end, as soon as I heard Sonia mention her incredible new online platform to help bring the powerful tool of tapping to people anywhere around the world, I knew I had to contact her. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with tapping, or EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, its praises have been sung by the likes of Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Bruce Lipton, many, many other thought leaders in the consciousness community. It's an extremely powerful, quantum-level, self-healing tool based on the premise that emotional trauma contributes greatly to disease and illness, and by tapping on key meridians on your body while addressing those traumas, you can release the deeply ingrained energy blockages associated with them. I believe tapping is the perfect physical exercise to go along with the heart and mind work we're consistently doing on this podcast, and it's by far the simplest exercise I've seen to help remove people's energetic blockages. Now, the World Tapping Circle offers a lot of flexibility to join their healing circle, which takes place live every Monday night. I personally recommend signing up for the yearly plan and committing yourself to tapping for the next 12 months. Also, Sonia's team has been gracious enough to offer a huge 35% discount off the yearly plan to Positive Head listeners only. This is exclusively for this show. So if you'd like to sign up and receive the special Positive Head discount and get tapping immediately, simply go to worldtappingcircle.com/positive head. Hope to see y'all in circle. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. It's great to be here, and I'm not alone. All right, yay! Welcome, Sue Krebs, my dear friend. First interviewee, actually. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Brandon. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had you on. For those of you who have been around for a while, you know Sue was not only the first interviewee, and we talked a lot about the Akashic Records, and she does Akashic Records readings, and then she's come on multiple times and sort of co-hosted, shared positive ponderings, like quotes and breakdowns and things, which we're going to do a little bit of today. So yeah, really happy to have some divine feminine energy here with me. And
Thank you.
Thank you for joining in. We were just talking, it's been a long time, right? It's been like what, like last May we figured out since we did this?
I don't know where that time has, well, I do know obviously where that time has gone, but I'm amazed that it's that much has passed since we've connected. So yeah, crazy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But it is very nice to connect. And for those of you who haven't ever heard Sue is actually has a Facebook page, Soul Speaking. So some of you may be following Soul Speaking, like what, 2.5 million followers or something really small like that?
Something small like that, yeah.
So some of you may know Sue from Soul Speaking. And of course, Akashic Records is readings are sort of her specialty. And you guys, if you go back to the first interview I did, you can hear all about the Akashic Records and just such a fascinating line of work and topic. But yeah, we'll let you go back and hear that if you want to go into the details of the Akashic Records stuff with Sue. Very, very interesting show. But for this show, I would like to get started with reading a review. I have been getting some love on iTunes, and you guys know how excited that gets me. Sue, I just discovered, and I shared it yesterday on the show, I wasn't checking the the charts. Yeah, the podcast charts regularly at all. And someone pointed out to me, "Hey, you're in the top five in spirituality on podcast now on iTunes." So I went and looked, and actually today it was number four. So I've creeped up a little bit. So yeah, that was like a very exciting sort of, you know, it's not something that I'd paid close attention to, and to find out it's. Since the last time I looked, I mean, I wasn't anywhere near that. So that was very exciting. Yeah, well, thank you. And you know, it's really due to the listeners supporting and giving reviews on iTunes helps a lot. So I often will read them when people review. And today I have, this is by Molly PNW. She said, "I came across this podcast by searching positive. I am glad I did, as I needed a way for this positive conversation to be flowing through my life, but I don't feel like I got enough of that from the people I'm around. Thank you for putting this powerful information out there. This podcast plus yoga and coffee in the morning is the best way to start any day." You know, Molly, I agree fully. This podcast, yoga and coffee are the way I start my day. Well, probably three times a week with yoga at this point. But so I'm right there with you. And I agree. It's a wonderful way. Maybe throw meditation in there and you might have all the things. I'm sure there's others, but those are some good ones. So thank you for taking the time to review, Molly. Really appreciate that. And for those of you who haven't reviewed, please do. It helps us to reach new people. Like, for example, Molly found by searching positive only because so many of you guys had reviewed. So you really are helping. You helped her to find the show. So yeah, it's a wonderful how it all connects. Let's see here, Miss Sue. What are we going to talk about next? Before we get into the breakdown, Sue, that you have for today, I did want to give a quick shout out to the guys from Lucidity Festivals. They're doing an Indiegogo for Trillium. Their new, there's land. They have land up in Oregon, and Lucid University is their project where they're going to be. It's basically a living learning village. It's an immersive transformational education. Set up, organized into five curriculum tracks: community works, creative works, body works, ecology works, and spirit works. And they're just ending up their Indiegogo campaign. So for those of you, I think it ends this week, and they're over halfway to their goal. So if you guys have not checked that out, go to Indiegogo, search Lucid University, and it'll come up. And this is something that you want to get involved with and be a part of. And there's one other thing. Maria Teresa, and by the way, Jonah Haas was on the show, another one of my early interviews. You guys can go back and check him out, who is behind that whole campaign. Maria Teresa Chavez, another person that was in an interview more recently, amazing, amazing holistic health coach. She's actually taking a group to Peru for 5-day immersion of empowerment, healing, cleansing, music, movement, and ceremony in Peru. So, yeah, you guys wanting to tap into some heart wisdom, that's what it's all about. Healing. And if you're interested in that, you can, yeah, it's coming up pretty quickly. It's December 1st through 5th. So any of you guys who want to, get away and check that out, reach out to Maria at mtchavez1@gmail.com. That's mtchavez1@gmail.com. Also check out her episode. All right, we got that little business out of the way, and Sue, I'm ready to dig in and talk to you about. We've got some quotes queued up, right?
Yeah, I think so. This is something that's been kind of bouncing around inside my head. Haven't formally written anything about it yet, but I think there's definitely something to be explored here.
Okay, what do you got for us? I like exploring things. We've explored a few things in the past, and we'll probably explore some in the future. So let's do it.
All right. So the quote that I have right here is, "Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart."
Yeah. That is powerful indeed. When you told me before the show that you were going to throw that one out there, I thought of one from Brad Pitt that I'd seen. And he said, "I think happiness is overrated. Satisfied, at peace. Those would be more realistic goals." So, yeah, I mean, what to say about that? I mean, there's so much, of course, people get so caught up on thinking, "I need to be at peace. I need to be at peace," when really, I mean, I need to be happy rather. And that's just one of the emotions, and it's certainly a favorite, right?
Right.
But it is not the entirety of the human experience, nor would you want it to be, because then it would not really have the sweet is never quite as sweet without the sour, right?
Right. And I think, you know, as we were mentioning earlier, before the show, it's being happy. I think for a lot of people, it's a great place to start, right? To choose to be happy, to make that a goal, because how many mm-hmm. of us realize, you know, up to a certain point that that's a choice. Most of us
right.
don't give it a lot of thought. And so when,
right.
once you make that choice, it puts you on a path, but
right.
then as you go down that path, you begin to, you know, you hold that as the epitome of where you're supposed to be. And when
right.
you realize that you're not always there, then, well, for me anyway, I start going, well, what am I doing wrong? You know,
right.
I want to be happy. And if I'm anything but happy, then I'm not happy and it gets worse. And so
right.
there's this resistance to feeling anything other than happy when that becomes the only goal. And so that's kind of where it becomes that unnatural standard, because the human experience is the gamut of emotion is obviously so much richer than just
right.
any one emotion. And I do think that being human, we're supposed to experience those things. The trick is to not get stuck in the ones that don't feel so good.
Right.
And so I think that's where, you know, just recently, you know, you and I have not connected for a while, and obviously lots of changes are happening, and I'm going through some, you know, major overhaul in my life. And
right.
it's some days happy is not really even on the table. And so
right.
what it occurred to me is that it's this trying to find peace, acceptance
mm-hmm.
through it all, knowing that even
right.
on these days when I can't be happy, that it's still okay, that I'm still moving in the direction that I want to be going. It just, happy's coming, and that happy, like you said, without the sour, then that happy's not as sweet. Well, I know
right.
that the sweet is going to be phenomenal, and
right.
I just need to keep stepping and walking. And I think like the Brad Pitt quote, that really becomes more attainable. Makes more sense to me that we're not just trying to be happy. We're trying to be at peace with everything that happens, accepting
right.
everything that happens as part of the process, as part of the journey. And we're going to spend sometimes more time in places we don't want to be, or places that don't feel good, but that doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. And to me, you know, so anyway, this was the idea of pursuing peace or acceptance, just feels deeper to me than just that kind of on the surface. Not that, again, absolutely, don't get me wrong, like you said, happy is a favorite place to be. There's not, you know, better than that, but that's not the only place. And to hold that as the standard, I think it creates, it becomes a double-edged sword. So,
right. And I think you're touching on something so profound. It's like, yeah, once you start on this path of self-awareness, self-discovery, self-growth, spiritual expansion, all the things that are happening, people that are tuning into this program, to this podcast, we're all on that path, right? At one level or another, at one place in the journey or another. And it's very, very quickly becomes, oh, you know, even the name of the podcast, the Positive Head Podcast. Okay. So if I have negativity happening, all of a sudden I'm out of, you know, you start self-deprecation, self-judgment. What's wrong with me? I'm getting it wrong. I'm not doing it right, which only compounds the problem. And when you start to accept that that's not even natural, that's not, you know, the human condition is meant to have this roller coaster effect. You're meant to ride the ups and downs and lefts and rights and surprises and trials and tribulations. They're all part of it. And it's actually honing you to become, it's training you in a sense. You're getting it, always getting what you need. You know, I always say, a master is someone who embraces whatever shows up because they know it's exactly what they need, even though they don't necessarily understand it. It's the highest version of themselves has sort of placed it there, right? In a sense, are they, you know, and so understanding that and you know, there's another quote that actually I shared yesterday on our Facebook group, Positive Heads. And for those of you who haven't joined, join up. We mix up there with, you know, listeners, and it's a great spot, great little group. I posted, when you can't control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you respond to what's happening. That's where your power is. And that's really what we're talking about here, right? Saying, huh, I'm not going to react to this negatively and let this unhappiness sort of consume me and own me and drive me forever. Rather, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to look at it and I'm going to be at peace with it. I'm going to bring, you know, whatever arises, love that, right? We've heard that quote, I think, by Matt Kahn. And so this is such an important thing to circle over and over again for those of us on this path of self-discovery, I would say.
Yeah, it is about, like you're saying, you say circle, and to me that's that spiral, right? You go around and around the same thing, but you're doing it at different levels. And,
right,
you know, again, it's kind of one of those duh moments, right? But but it's not, too, because it's taking it deeper. It's taking it to another understanding and accepting ourselves in ever deeper ways. And that, to me, is the beauty of it. And you're absolutely right. The idea of mastery is acceptance, I think. And, but that's not resignation. And some people who don't get it will say, well, you just throw in the towel and just accept what is. Well, that's not it exactly either. You know, we're not just resigned to what shows up, because we are creating what shows up. And to understand that what shows up, even if it's something we don't like you're saying, our higher self, some version of us has drawn that in to show us something. And often it's the something that's standing in the way of what I say I want, but I can't get there because this thing, whatever it is, judgment or, you know, resentment or grief or whatever it might be, this thing is in the way. And so life is going to show that to me. And it's not showing it to me as a judgment, which I think we as humans just fall into so easily. It's not a judgment. It's, this is what you've asked for. You want to get to step three over here. Well, you've got something between where you are now and where you want to be. And this is the thing.
Right.
So
it's sorry, go ahead.
I just marvel at the journey, you know, and to me, it's so helpful to take these moments where you step outside of whatever it is you're going through and just reflect on the fact that, okay, yeah, this might suck right now, but it's getting you where you want to be, and you're not going to stay here forever.
Yep. And the quicker you accept and bring awareness to the trial or tribulation or maybe a sense of disconnection that you're having, the quicker you sort of move through it, transmute it, and right back up the other side of the, you know, of the pendulum, you start swinging because, you know, it's like, oh, you've gotten it. You understood it. You've gotten what you need out of it. You're not lingering there. And when we start judging ourselves for not being happy, well, guess what? We're keeping ourselves stuck. What you resist persists. What you accept, you move through. And, you know, it's such a key point. And, you know, I also think of, you know, the idea that life is happening, for you, not to you. And right. This is such a key difference to understand. And so every time something happens that it's a challenge to me, it's a totally different lens that I'm looking at it through. And I think that having that understanding sort of takes away some of the deepest unhappiness that you can feel, right? For me, it's harder for me to be too terribly unhappy because I'm thinking like whether it's, oh, I wanted this job to happen or I wanted this connection to be made or this relationship or, you know, whatever it is. If it's not unfolding for me, then I always trust that it's because there's something even better behind it. A lot of times I believe the universe is just protecting you. And actually I had someone tell me this recently who was on the show, psychic medium, Colby. And that's one of the conversations I had with her. She goes, look, a lot of times when things aren't unfolding that you really want to unfold, it's like you know, the way she put it, she talks about it. We all have a spirit team. She's like, yep. It's them helping to keep it away from you. Like you're being protected a lot of times from things. And here we are sad about it and upset because we think we know what's best for ourselves. And when you sort of let go of that, you can have goals, you can have things that you're striving for, but then bring a healthy sense of detachment to it. Say, okay, I'm putting this out there. I'm going to pursue this path. And then if it goes, then I know it's in the flow. And if it doesn't, I may not understand it, but I do trust the fact that there's something even better there behind it. And I think a lot of people get hung up on the fact that I had this vision for myself. It didn't pan out. Poor me. I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm sad. A week later, I'm sad. I'm sad. A month later, I'm sad. I'm sad. And guess what? You're stuck now. You're stuck in that vibrational pool that you really don't want to play in. Meanwhile, there's all these other great things waiting to unfold for you if you would just take the right perspective and lens on what's unfolding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting, isn't it? I mean, the whole thing, how it's all intertwined, it just fascinates me. You know,
it is.
You know, you talked about these feelings that have come up and how for you, you're able to maybe mitigate some of the depths that you might sink to, if you want to put it that way, because you trust that ultimately is working out. And so I'm reflecting on my own process here, especially in the last couple months. And I have to say that for the most part, I agree, because I do have that underlying trust that this somehow may not get it, may not see it right now, but somehow this is working out. But at the same time, there have been those moments when I've been, oh my God, just, you know, rocked. The heart-wrenching, you know, this is awful stuff. And interestingly enough, I mean, one of the things that has come up, one of the emotions recently was the idea of disappointment. Right. And a couple of things happened with different people so that I felt this profound disappointment. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like you're saying, I mean, this is the conundrum of it. We have to get specific about creating our vision about what we want, but then you have to apply that detachment.
Let go of expectation. Yeah. Expectation is the enemy, right?
and that's where I get tripped up a lot. And so there were these moments of just profound disappointment. And ultimately I do know it's working out, but then I look at that disappointment. Okay. What is that telling me? What is that showing me? And interestingly enough, for me, the disappointment became a reflection of, or where I went to with it is, well, they did that because I don't matter. I'm, you know, they didn't respond in the way I expected them to because I don't matter to them, which is not the truth, but that's where I went. And so that's what that was showing me, is that I'm still dragging that around where, you know, I've talked about it with other people where it's like, why? Well, that's a whole nother topic, but so often we put our worth on the table. right? And,
right.
And use that as the reasoning for whether something happens or it doesn't happen, or somebody does something or doesn't do something. And honestly, our worth is never on the table. We're the only ones who put it there. And, right. You know,
you're right. You're an eternal being that has always been and always will be. You're literally a fractal of the divine source that created all things. Where does your worth come into this conversation again? Like, huh? Exactly. Like when you really understand and accept that and are coming from that truth in any experience, then that question's not on the table. All that's on the table is, what do I need next to take me to the next greatest and grandest version of self to grow? What is going to come at me? And I'm open, because I don't pretend to have it all figured out. And I know there's much bigger part of self that he sees even more, and therefore is bringing me, helping to bring what it is that I need to deal with.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I guess if there's a message for the listeners in this, it's that whether it's worth or it's, I don't know, pick whatever else, there's always something that we put on the table, and that's what we're here to master. And I think that that's part of our own human journey. So if, I mean, I've identified that for me, worth is the topic I dance around in a myriad of ways. And for other people, it might be, you know, I don't know, there's several that are, you know, seem to be the bottom line theme.
Right.
And I don't know that we're ever going to get it done per se, but we get better at it. So I guess for our listeners, don't lose hope. Don't think that this is, you know, I've started on this and there's this end game, and when I get there, then life is all, you know, happy and roses and unicorns and
right
kind of stuff. I mean, there's happy and there's unicorns and there's roses along the way. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about that. Right. But we're never going to get it done, you know?
And how often have we actually enjoy the process of, think about it. How right. If you really are honest with yourself, have you enjoyed the process of being sad or feeling dejected or wanting to sort of, you know, poor me kind of thing, right? Even that process, like there's beauty in pain, right? A lot of the greatest music, art.
That's that right. Hindsight 2020. But yeah, if we can begin to embrace that, exactly, you know, it is about embracing the journey, and it's so easy to forget that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Sue, this is such a never ending topic of discussion. And, you know, I always say on this show, we touch on the same things over and over and over again. And this is one of those key points that I feel like we could do an episode on this once every 2 weeks. And it would have benefit, because it is such a daily conscious effort. Just talking about this stuff with you, it's like, and it, you know, right now, what's happening with us? You're resonating at a high vibration. I'm resonating at a high vibration, feeling this, the truth of what we're talking about here. So it's just like it's soul food, right? We're eating the vibration right now. The listeners are bathing in this vibration. They're like, yes, 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 I get it. I feel more at peace now with this XYZ and all these unique stories out there from the thousands of people tuning in. So it's just such a beautiful thing to learn that you are, at the end of the day, you're the source that created all things, is within you. It is the silent observer beyond all the drama. It's like the eye of the storm, right? All your life is the hurricane. And then in the middle, you have that like incredible calm. That's where the peace is. That's your source. It's think of source as the collective of us all kind of observing all of this and not reacting to any of it, because it's, you know, it's like, and that's what we were talking about getting in touch with. Get in touch with that inner peace that is observing it all and not attached, you know, to the,
as you say that's story. Such a beautiful analogy. And as you say that, I think that explains why we're drawn to that, because that's what source is. That's ultimately the returning home, right? Finding that non-judgmental acceptance of all that is place within this human expression.
Right.
And that's why, you know,
you bring source in more fully into this reality when you are tapping into that part of yourself, right?
Right.
Wow, Sue.
That was awesome.
It's so It is awesome. It's so beautiful. And, you know, it's such a beautiful reminder reconnecting with you after all these months. It's like, oh, yeah, I love mixing it up with Sue. I've been having a lot of co-hosts, you know, or some here and there, you know, people that I love and resonate with. And it's so good to bring you into that mix, and we definitely should do this again. I would love to do this again in the near future. And it's been a true blessing having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity as always, and just honored to be a part of this whole journey with you and with all of your followers and your listeners. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a beautiful life, everyone. I do have some beautiful music to leave you with. This is a song by Rising Appalachia. It's Caminando, and this is the Human Experience remix featuring Shane Borth. So that's kind of a long title, but it's a lot of goodness in the song. So listen up. Hope you enjoy. Until next time, journey well, everyone.
Lo vas haciendo al